Come on, you Weasley wimps. Get your cereal bowls, sit down on that couch, and let's kick it back like it's Saturday morning for the final day of Kids TV Show Week. I apologize for calling you Weasley wimps, but it's what Wanda would have wanted. I'm Ryan, and welcome to the final day of Kids Show Week here on the Daily Nerd Devo. Today, I want to take you on an adventure with one of my absolute favorite shows from when I was a kid, The Magic School Bus. The tales of Miss Frizzle and her class of students as they go on all sorts of absolutely ridiculous adventures that don't make sense and no PTA or school board would ever have signed off on. But that's okay, because we had fun and we learned some things. You learned about planets, you learned about what's inside your body, you learned about how cars work, you learned about how music's made. You learned a lot of things from Miss Frizzle. To quote her, take chances, make mistakes, get messy. Great advice for, well, the show at least. I don't even know if that's good life advice necessarily. Mistakes can be learned from. Getting messy is fine. Taking chances, you know, for the most part, not a bad thing. I admire Miss Frizzle and her desire to teach her class as much as possible, no matter what. Her goal, each and every day, was for her class to live life to the fullest and get the most experience about whatever she was teaching them. Today is not only the final day of Kids Show Week, it's also Good Friday. I want to keep my comparison simple here. I'm not going to compare Miss Frizzle to Jesus by any way, shape, or form, but Good Friday for us as Christians is a day where we remember and thank God for sending his son to die for us on a cross, making the sacrifice for our sins, to 3 days later rise from the grave on the day we celebrate as Easter. God sent his son Jesus to die for us so that we could have opportunities, chances to live life and experience things through his love and salvation that we would not have the opportunity to do otherwise. Once again, Miss Frizzle is not Jesus, but she spent all of her time trying to make sure her students experienced as much as they could and learned as much as they could. And I believe that's what Jesus wants for us. And it's only possible through salvation. It's only that chance we get to really live life to the fullest because of God and because of Jesus and because of his sacrifice. In Romans 5, 6 through 10, you see, at just the right time, when we were still powerless, Christ died for the ungodly. Very rarely will anyone die for a righteous person, though for a good person, someone might possibly dare to die. But God demonstrates his own love for us in this: while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Since we have now been justified by his blood, how much more shall we be saved from God's wrath through him? For if while we were God's enemies, we were reconciled to him through the death of his son, how much more, having been reconciled, shall we be saved through his life? God demonstrates his love for us that while we were sinners, Christ died for us. God made the ultimate sacrifice of his son. Jesus made the ultimate sacrifice of his life. While we were terrible people, he gave up everything for us because of who we are, not despite it. It's his love for us that we get to experience each and every day moving forward with salvation and freedom and love and hope and grace as we wait for his second coming. So much of what we have, everything we are as Christians, if I'm honest, is because of that moment of sacrifice of Jesus, laying down his life for our sins. There is nothing greater. That's all the time we have for today. If you want to hear more Daily Nerd Devos, subscribe to the podcast and come hang out with us on the Facebook page of the Nerd of God Squad. Until next time, I hope you have an excellent Easter weekend. Remember all that God has done for you. And as always, remember, God made you special, and he loves you very much.